The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented.
Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Scary videos of what the vaccine does to the blood. That's what I have for you. If you have been vaccinated, I'm giving you a warning right now. You won't like this at all, and it will upset you. But I can't worry about that. I have to give you the truth. Now, you can choose not to watch from this point on, because I'm warning you, if you've been vaccinated, you won't want to see this. At the same time, I mean, if you've been vaccinated, I think you would want to see it just so you know what the truth is. And it's not going to be something that you're going to be happy about. But you're going to have to make that decision whether you go forward or not in this video. Don't blame me. It's funny because sometimes people get mad at the person who presents them the truth because it's something they don't want to hear. And then they blame the person who's giving the truth when I'm giving you the truth to help. I can't give you what I want to be the truth. I have to give you the truth as what it is. And that's what you should demand from everybody. Just give me the truth straightforward, and that's what you're going to get. But I'm already warning you, if you've been vaccinated, I guarantee you will not like this. And I'm sorry for you. I feel bad. I do. I feel bad for all of you. I wish for many of you who have been vaccinated, you could have been a fan of this show at the very beginning. And if you had been, I bet you wouldn't have gotten vaccinated. I would have convinced you pretty quickly to not do it. I'm so sorry for some of you. It was too late and you didn't come across all of this information until it was too late. That's not your fault. You have to get mad at the people who tricked you on purpose, lied, deceived. You were trusting. It's only your fault if you actually had the truth. You did see what it was all presented. You heard, you did see the stuff I was presenting or what other people presented. And you said, I don't care. I'm still going to do it. Well, then you gotta take the blame upon yourself and say, hey, I chose. I chose even though I knew. And there are people, trust me, I know people that knew the truth, wouldn't accept it. I still feel bad for you, but I know the vast majority of people who have been vaccinated, they didn't even know the truth. So let me get to it. I don't want to keep you guys waiting. I've got several things. And in fact, I have one thing that I can now go back to. I did a show, and you guys, you don't know this because we never aired the show. Out of caution, did a show kind of on the blood stuff that I'm going to do now. But it was weeks and weeks ago. And there just wasn't enough evidence to be confident after I did the show. There was a discussion and I agreed, don't air the show because we just don't know for sure yet. It's not enough. Not enough evidence for what I had put in the show to 100% back it up. It wasn't that the show was false. It's just we were being cautious to make sure it's probably true. It's most likely true, but we don't want to step on an edge where, oh no, it ends up not being true and then we get burned. So we didn't go forward with that show. But now I've got more stuff backing that up. So what you missed, and you didn't even know that you missed it, I will bring you one of those clips later in the show, because it matches and adds to the evidence that you're about to see. So on InfoWars, they had shown what happened with, and I would assume this happened on Del Bigtree's show, but InfoWars was showing a clip, but it's Del Bigtree, and he's with Dr. Cole. And they are looking at the blood samples, and they're looking at the blood and putting the vaccine right on the blood to see what happens. And that was what my old show was about. Okay. But I didn't have this video evidence that we have now. I had someone talking about that stuff, but not the video evidence. Now I've got video evidence and multiple video evidence, and then the person talking about it. So it all comes together now. So anyways, I'm going to show you that video right now. What was aired on, it's just a piece of that video that was aired on InfoWars. Well, let's just go right to it. I don't need to set it up anymore. Take a look. All right, here we go.
Look at that. Holy cow.
It's changed immediately.
Didn't it?
Yep.
Holy cow. Instantly cleared. I've never seen anything do that. And I don't mean to sound sensational. I just,
right.
I haven't.
Never seen anything do that.
Nope, never seen anything do that.
Look at that.
Oh.
Wow. Pfizer. That's the Pfizer, right?
Ooh, both of them. Look at that. Okay, so we'll first take the normal one. This is the regular without anything on it.
Yep.
You can see little platelet clumps up in here throughout, and then a couple of white cells in the background. Mm. So that looks pretty decent. Like you're gonna live forever, Dale.
All right, good to know.
All right, let's see what the Moderna looks like. So again, we'll start kind of out at that thicker edge first. We'll work our way towards, should be the thinner portion of the prep. Question is, where'd all the cells go? Seriously.
They're gone.
Seriously. It pushed them back into a big giant clump over at the edged clump. And again, is that the charge on the particles? I don't know. But where we put that drop, there are no red cells there.
I was going to say, as they come out, it's almost like they're bleaching clear.
Bleaching clear. Some of them are folded, and some are called, what do we call, crenulated, a little crinkled. But yeah, I mean, that whole edge is like bleached. So this is the J&J.
That's totally different.
Isn't it?
It's like a nuclear bomb went off.
Yeah, it's disordered, isn't it? And then there's a little more of that stacking, that rouleau here. And again, look at all this clumping here out on the edge of it.
Yeah.
It just, yeah, like you said, like a nuclear bomb went off. It just congealed it. And again, that's not spike. That's just the lipid nanoparticle. So these are becoming more spherical.
Uh-huh.
And you're losing that donut in the middle of your red cell. What's happening here is slightly from the outside of the cell in, causing those cells to balloon up slightly, because now you got a subtle osmotic shift here. And all of these are supposed to be, you know, again, isotonic. These are supposed to be balanced with the pH of the body. You shouldn't be seeing, you know, this kind of reaction. It shouldn't be damaging to the cells of the body right away like this. So here's that first Pfizer. And these were the ones where we just put a drop on and the whole thing just cleared. But this is where all that fluid went. And again, like that J&J, just caused immediate dispersion and clumping. And those don't look very red to me either.
No.
Oh, and look at this.
Look at those little spikies.
Those are called echinocytes. So it instantly changed the pH interior. These are little blebs of protein on the membrane of the red cell, because the red cell has involuted, and then those proteins on the surface, they don't have room to go. It's like flattening a ball of some sort, and it's kind of all baggy. But, you know, so all these little fingers, that is not spike protein. So that's another myth I want mine to spell.
Well, I mean, it's crazy because it's done it to so many. We didn't see that on the other ones,
right? No, we didn't see that on the other ones. So that's fascinating.
You can watch this video in its entirety right now at band.video.
And they get into it more. It's not just creating the spike protein. It's collapsing your cells, making their own protein globs. It dissolves your cells into protein globs. It is a death shot. It is to murder you slowly and painfully.
I don't know how else you can conclude that this is anything but a bioweapon. You're seeing what it does when they just put a drop of it into the blood. That's all they're doing. And the blood is reacting horribly to it. It basically, your blood is reacting in the worst way possible that you could possibly think of. And it is why you are getting the blood clotting, proving why the shots cause blood clotting, We know that they do. Here's the thing. If you got the real vaccine and not a placebo, and you better hope you got a placebo, this happened to you when you got the vaccine. The question is, to what scale? It may have happened to you, but it only happened in a small section of your body. Will that all clear up at some point since it was only a small section? Hopefully. Or did it happen? How much did it affect your blood? I don't know. Did it spread throughout your whole blood? Are you living with it? If you're worried about this, if you're seeing this and you're worried about it, what I suggest, and you can do this to find answers for yourself, because if you're going to be stressed out about this, and if you are vaccinated, I can totally understand if you're stressed out about this. If you are, ask for a D-dimer test. They will test your blood and it can pick up micro blood clotting. They can see. And if you get a positive, wonderful D-dimer test that says you're good, then I don't think you have anything to worry about. Plus, if you're not good, there are things that they can do to try to help and help treat you. So I would suggest asking your doctor for a D-dimer test. And if they ask why, say, because I was vaccinated. And there's too many things out there that show and prove that the vaccine causes blood clots. That's a legitimate reason to get a D-dimer test. There is, in fact, it should be the number one reason anyone gets a D-dimer test right now. The entire medical community should be, every time they have a patient come in who's been vaccinated, every doctor should be saying, you know, since you've been vaccinated, you probably should get a D-dimer test. That should be an automatic recommendation. I'm not joking. We need to crack down and save lives, or at least diagnose what's going on. I don't, maybe there'll be situations where you can't save someone's life, but at least you can try. This is horrible. I told you you've been vaccinated. You won't like this. Now let me give you more. This is from Speed the Shift. And this is basically a combination of different videos of other people doing stuff, testing the blood between vaccinated blood and unvaccinated blood. And I'm just going to give you some of that video. Take a look.
So this is the blood of a person who was just vaccinated. Interestingly, the staples of the red blood cells, this is not normal. This is due to mainly electric smog, you know, and also a low mineral content in the blood. The blood of a person who was just vaccinated, that if you take out the blood, sometimes it doesn't even come out due to clotting. So if the needle injects into the finger, immediately the blood starts to build fibrin fibers that you can see here is fibers. And they have so many fibers that the blood does not even come out of the finger. Even inside the body, the coagulation is there, and the blood will be like full of these fibers and doesn't go through the arteries and the veins. It cannot go through anymore. It just slowly goes through in these patients. Just after the second vaccination, it's really severe. Yeah, and they can die after that, because it's so much clotting the blood.
Here you can see the difference. This is unvaccinated blood. All the blood is nice and round. It flows. It isn't stuck together, which means that the pH in this blood is really good and very nice. This plasma looks clean. And even though we are now talking about someone who has an active infection, that's why this person came to me. Even though we see that we have beautifully clean blood, it is flowing, this immune system is active and working. This is vaccinated blood. As you can see, all the blood is stuck together. You see that the blood cells look really strange. They have these really weird shapes. You see all these black lines. Those are the fibrins. Those cause the blood clots. This is the reason why so many people are having strokes and heart attacks. That little round thing that has this different color, that is a white blood cell that is supposed to be four to three times as large here too. They're absolutely tiny, which is really bad because that means that your immune system is compromised. And as you can see, you've got all these fibrins everywhere. This blood doesn't look healthy at all. Look at all the bacteria in here, all these lines. These are all fibrins that make blood clots. And this is what scares me the most. You see all these weird things moving about. These are bacterium, and these are different parasites and bacterium. Now, normally, when you look at blood, you have a few of those. This is what I keep seeing in all the vaccinated blood. Their blood is absolutely, the plasma is full, and I mean full of bacteria and parasites in numbers that I have never seen before. As you can see here, it is crawling. And normally, you will have just one infection or maybe two. But here, I can identify at least 5 to 8 different kinds of bacteriums, parasites. This is absolutely not normal.
Yeah, the reason why that would not be normal is because that would be indicating that the immune system isn't doing what it's supposed to be doing, which we know. There's been too many studies now that the immune system is completely affected by the vaccine to not work properly. So what would that mean? That if you went under a microscope, you would see things like abnormally small white blood cells, as you just saw, and you would see that bacteria and other things would be allowed to spread easier because your immune system isn't functioning properly. And that's why whoever that person was, if they were to get sick, if they introduce a similar virus of COVID-19 and release it, and it's similar, and it hits that person, they are going to not have hardly any defense. And they are going to have to cross their fingers and pray that they can come out of that sickness. And they could maybe and survive, but they could also die much easier from that sickness than someone who has not been vaccinated at all. These are facts. These are the things they knew would happen through the animal studies. The animal studies showed that the animals' immune systems were compromised, and that if you introduced a new virus a year later into the animals, the animals would die. They knew this. They saw it in the animal studies. And you'd be thinking, Ben, they didn't do testing a year later. So I know you're making that up. That's a lie. Because they never tested for an entire year. I'm talking about the mRNA testing for SARS-1. For SARS-1, they tried mRNA stuff on animals, not humans. You're the human experiment. But they experimented years and years and years before on animals. And then the animals died. And then when COVID came, which is SARS-2, when that was released, they said, yeah, our animal studies failed with SARS-1, but you know what? We're just going to jump right to it and just experiment on human beings. Who cares if it failed in the animals? So the animal studies I'm talking about are SARS-1 animal studies, just so you know. Because I know there's someone that was sitting there thinking, he's full of crap. They didn't do studies, and then a year later, they don't know the full truth. They don't understand how long the mRNA has been around and they've actually been studied. All right. Let me give you this. So Miranda Kahn on The Water Cooler was joined by Dr. Richard Fleming. He's basically saying he has studies that he's tried to publish showing the same things that you just saw, basically. But he was saying that what he was seeing is blood clotting within 1 minute of the vaccine. Well, it looked quicker than a minute. It looked almost instantaneous from the videos that we saw with Dr. Cole. But, well, take a listen to this.
In 1994, I presented at American Heart the consequence of these viruses and the codes that are in the vaccines cause inflammation and blood clotting or inflammatory thrombotic response. That's heart attacks, strokes, diabetes, cancer, high blood pressure. And we've seen it come to fruition with all of this. Recently, last week, I was told that a study that we've tried to get published in the medical journals for a year and a half, where we added the vaccines directly to human blood, showing that human blood becomes desaturated. It's no longer able to carry oxygen and forms blood clots within a minute of being exposed to the vaccine. Mm. We've been blocked for a year and a half from getting that published because, as the medical journals have told us, if we publish that, it will cause everybody to question these genetic vaccines. These vaccines are different than any vaccines we've had before. These are genetic vaccines. History, the published research that we have shows that the lipid nanoparticles, the adenoviruses all cause this inflammation and blood clotting, added to the fact that we're injecting genetic codes into people and now seeing the consequences. We can't afford for Americans to be vaccinated with this, let alone our military.
Yeah, think about this. They forced this on our military. Who knows what kind of health our military is in? But I don't think it's in very good health physically. And you don't think China wanted that to happen? You don't think our enemies purposefully did this so that we would do it? You don't think the globalists within America made sure to mandate this on our military because the globalists within America are traitors and are trying to bring America down and weaken America for the one world government? I know you'd think that's so idiotic. They're in America. Why would they do that? They honestly don't think that they're going to their own destruction for some reason. I have to say it's just a spiritual blindness. They are spiritually blind so that they will destroy themselves. And these people are destroying themselves. And the ones who are not destroying themselves, like China, sit back and laugh and say, look at these morons. They let us just destroy them, and then they help us destroy. And then they're rooting for us to build this one world government, and they think they're going to be a part of it? They're idiots. They don't know that we're going to slaughter them like cattle? They don't know that? No, they don't know it for some reason. I don't know how they don't know it, but they don't. It's a spiritual blind. They're blind. It's amazing. It truly is. Folks, I know these videos, if you've been vaccinated, are scary. I have not been vaccinated, and they're scary to me, and I haven't even been vaccinated. So I can't imagine what it's like when I present this kind of stuff to somebody who's been vaccinated. I can't do anything to prevent or soften the truth. Well, I could. Lots of people do, and they dumb down the truth. I never do. You're adults. You can handle it. And getting the truth can help. Like I said, go get a D-dimer test. If you're panicking, go get a D-dimer test. Go ask your doctor immediately. Do it tomorrow. Don't put it off. Find out. I hope, you know, this stuff wears out. And the D-dimer test, if everyone was doing it, we could find out so much more. Like, look at it. It clears up. That would be nice to find out. But we need a whole bunch of people to do that. And then report the results. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya! If you like what you're hearing on my show, consider watching The Daniel Natal Show, which is presented by The New American at thenewamerican.com. Daniel Natal will go into all sorts of stuff at a very intellectual, high intellectual level. And I love how he does things. You should check it out. So think of it as the intelligence agency bureau for people to go to. It's really unique, really cool, and very intellectual. If you're into that, you will love it. So check out The Daniel Natal Show at thenewamerican.com.